Hey y'all, this is Jude. Hope everybody's doing all right. June 5th, 2023, 8:55 Eastern Standard Time. Let's talk about real stuff. Have you ever, and this is for my people who wear glasses, have y'all ever been called four eyes? Like, I don't get that saying, four eyes. Where you going, four eyes? What are you doing, four eyes? You got four eyes, why don't you use them? Like, wait a minute, hold up. Now, I get that y'all trying to say, oh, my glasses are two extra eyes. But no, bitch, like, that don't even make sense. I'm looking through the glasses so I can see better with my own two eyes. So it's not four eyes, it's still two eyes. Like, that doesn't make sense. You want to call me four eyes, but it's okay. It's okay, because these are the things that we talk about. I mean, we grow up in school, and everybody gets picked on. You're tall, you're short, you're fat, you're skinny, you're wearing the wrong color pants. It's, for some reason, you got two different socks on, your shoes are untied, you're out of line, your pencil doesn't match my pencil, you know, and then on top of all of that, your breath stink, your hair isn't combed, and you got four eyes. So, with all that being said, it's like, well, damn, I might as well off myself. Because I'm just going to go ahead and excommunicate myself from the whole generation, and then I'm going to just be a hermit crab. And I'm going to just crawl up into my shell, because no matter what I do, y'all just say it's gonna be wrong. So I'm just walking around life, just doing me, and no matter what I do, criticism. People will just criticize you. Like I said, man, it don't even make no sense. Four eyes, like what? And then you grow up in life, and then you get a little older, you know. For the men, you know, your nuts start to hang. For the women, you get a period, you know, life, puberty, things go, you know, you start to drink and then smoke and then drink some more, smoke some more, drink a little bit more and drink a little bit more and then drink a little bit more to when you get to that point is, wait, am I having fun drinking or am I an alcoholic? But then you get criticized for that too because your drinking habits aren't somebody else's drinking habits. So if one extra shot behind their extra shot is too much, they're like, wow, you're an alcoholic, you're a drunk. And I'm like, well, maybe I am. But, you know, I can see this with my four eyes and I'm rocking it. Like, I'm doing my thing. Hey, no need to judge me, no need to criticize, but that's okay. You still go on about your day, on about your life, doing your own thing. You know, you land your first job, get you a little first piece of tail, you know, go to college, you know, all of those adult shit stuff, you know. And what happens in the adult life? You know, more criticism. You know, it doesn't even make sense. And then you think that you've escaped the four eyes thing, but nah, you're still called four eyes. And you could be doing the best damn job in the world, because I'm going to tell you, when I used to work for this company and I was a door greeter, I was the best damn door greeter in all the history, in all the door greeter history. Ever. Thank you. Welcome to Sam's Club. This is Ryan. Hey, let me check your membership. Okay. Yep, you're validated. Now, stop. First off, if I got to walk into somewhere to buy groceries, I don't need to be up in there, bitch. I just don't. I don't care what y'all got up in there, on sale, off sale, in bulk, not bulk. I don't even. Okay, hold up. Now, the only thing I do care about is that rotisserie chicken. Because, boy, howdy, that rotisserie chicken is something good. Back when I was working there, it was about $5.92. About $6.18. after tax. Y'all know how taxes are. You know, taxes are even criticized. They're like, nah, we ain't gonna let you slide with no 592. Nah, let's upcharge that. I need my money too. 618. So, but I'm still, I just don't get it. You know, you're a door greeter and your job is to greet. It's not to check a membership. It's not to check a receipt. It's to greet. My job is not door membership checker. All right, hold up. Wait, you can't come in. Brrr, flag. Hold on. Throw the red flag. Red card. Let me see that membership. And then you got to hold up the whole line. And then the point that don't make no sense is when you get fussed at because the line to the entryway is backed up, okay? First off, y'all know I got four eyes. So I'm trying to work on my two good eyes that I'm looking out of. And these other two eyes that I'm trying to work with, I'm looking at this membership and I'm like, I don't know if that's you. I'm sitting here like the police. License and registration, please. I need your membership, your ID, and I need to know where you're going. Oh, tire and battery. I need to go to membership. I need to go get some groceries. Okay, well, come on through. And then you lift the little red velvet, you know, clip up, VIP only. Go ahead. You can come on through. You can come on through. And then, you know, once the shift keep going, you know, you switch sides. They call it doing you a favor. Oh, I'ma just switch sides. So, you know, you ain't just checking memberships all day. Whoa, I'ma check a receipt, y'all. So now I'm not a door greeter. Is that a door exiter? A door goodbyer. What do you call that? So anyways, you get to the other side and still with your four eyes, you still get criticized because people walking up and y'all know the deal because y'all know the deal. I done been there before. Y'all know the deal. You walk up, y'all know the protocol. So you gotta have your receipt out all in, you know, like you about to hand it to the bank teller. Have it out straight, showing the top, showing your list, what you got. So I'm looking at your list on your receipt. Feel like Santa Claus, checking it twice, making sure everything on your list and your basket checks out. Cool. Okay. I see you got Huggies for your baby. Hey, little baby. I see you got some chips for your little 5-year-old. Okay. Some juicy juice. 5-year-old. Okay, let me see. Oh, you got some jewelry. Hey, and then you try to add a little conversation. Oh, I see you got that ring and that necklace set. It must be somebody's anniversary. You got to add a little cheesy conversation. So they sit there and they try to talk to you. All the while, you just trying to be a door exiter. You just trying to tell them goodbye. Get out my store. Just leave. Goodbye. And you're still working on them four eyes, hoping that one of them eyes is good enough to check out this receipt. So you're looking at the receipt, looking at the items. Okay, and then they tell you, well, you just check it. Tell me why I checked it, y'all. And then I got in trouble for checking it, y'all. They said, no, you got to do a little squiggly line through the whole thing. All right, now time out. Throw the flag again. Let me use my four eyes because I know what a check look like, y'all. And I ain't talking about a bank check, a cashier's check. I'm talking about a check sign, a check symbol. So you do the, however you want to do it. Some people do up, down, left. Some people do left, down, up. However you do it, you make your check symbol. So you doing your check symbol, and then that ain't good enough. They say a squiggly line, so they know that everything on a receipt has been checked. I can't just like check one. I just can't check by beside the, you know, That just don't make no sense. I can't check beside the Huggies or the necklace ring set. Look, okay, so now, and then what don't make no sense, which with my four eyes, y'all want me to sit here. As a matter of fact, stand here. And that's another thing. Y'all want me to stand here and focus on these little ass words. Like, come on now. Y'all couldn't have printed out a bigger receipt. Y'all know I'm legally blind. That's why you see me with four eyes. And I'm just standing here. Then I get in trouble again. Well, Jude, you kind of holding up the line. Is there any way that you can move any faster? Sure, I can move faster. Come on through. Come on down. The price is right. Come on down to Jude's line. I'll check you out. You'll be in fly. And you'll be out. So then the line just, you know, it died down. You know, we hate that time. You know, there ain't nobody in there. So you just standing, getting paid to stand. It sounds like a good job, but when you got arthritis like me, it ain't that good of a job. Because you like, am I paying for my back to be broke and hurt later on? Or are they paying for my medical bill? Either way, I don't think I'm getting paid enough for this shit. So then finally somebody comes through. You know, you go through the whole Santa Claus shit again. Checking the list, checking the list, checking it twice. Go ahead. All right. Have a nice day. Wants to make Foley shit. Have a nice day. Okay. And then, you know, the line, just the lunchtime come. So then you're like, ah, all right, cool. It's gonna rush my hours, you know. It's gonna, whew, shoot, these hours about to pass, y'all. Oh, and you know, it's food stamp time. Yes, it's the first of the month, I'm trying to tell you. So when it's the first of, man, you just be like, yeah, you be ready. Stand there at 12 p.m. Ooh, and I get off at 4. But then they just ask me till 6:30. Okay, that's cool. I can do a little 6:30. That's fine. A little extra ducks in my pond, y'all. That's all right. So then, rush hours start to come. Everybody, and I don't understand why everybody is at the grocery store at 12 p.m., y'all. Aren't y'all asses supposed to be at work? That don't even make sense. Who's sitting at home like, well, gotta go get my groceries at 12 p.m. because if I don't get them now, I ain't gonna get them. So, I'm standing there preparing myself. Y'all ever prepared yourself for work? Like, you got to sit there and mentally talk to yourself. You're like, all right, dude, we're going to do this. Yeah, we're going to check the shit out of these receipts. And we're going to check these items and shit. Yeah, I know how we're going to do it. We're going to slap a couple smiley faces on a couple of them. You know, the ones with the cute guys and nice little baby. You know, cool. And oh, and I see, oh, somebody over there got an emotional support. Oh, hey. So, okay, we're going to check the, okay. I see. Oh, boop, boop, boop. Okay, everybody getting checked out at the same time. Oh, we rocking it. We rocking it. So then, everybody gets your line. And that's when the shit hit the fan. Because then you be trying to think of what your manager said. Like, hey, dude, any way you can move a little bit faster? Checking the receipts? Cool. So that's what you was preparing yourself for. You know, that's what you was mentally getting ready for. And then once you ready and everybody get there, you start to fly. Yep, tacos. Spaghetti, meat, bananas, bye, next, okay, oh, they got tacos too, oh, they got spaghetti too, now I'm thinking about tacos for dinner, oh, they got Huggies, oh, they got a necklace, oh, and I got a TV, bye, next, then we get Gatorades, Coca-Colas, Sprites, Pepsi, I don't think y'all can do that, y'all. You can't get Coca-Cola, Sprite, and Pepsi. I'm going to need you to choose one brand or the other. You either need to get Coca-Cola, Sprite,
Or Pepsi and Sierra Mist. I'm just saying. So then you just like, all right, well, whatever. That's their prerogative. On a Bobby Brown stuff, that's their prerogative. So then you just, okay, get my four eyes right. Ooh, scan, 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 scan. I feel like a teacher. It's like a scantron. Okay. Dex, bye. Ooh, they got chips on chips on chips on chips. Ooh, it's a cake. Ooh, is it somebody's birthday? You know you gotta add a little conversation. Ooh, okay, bye. Next. Next. Ooh, they got pizza. Ooh, I'm gonna get some pizza for lunch. Yeah. It's probably like 3 o'clock now. Then they come up and a motherfucker tells you it's time for your break. So then you be like, ah, winning. Yes, okay. Get a little relief because now the time, you know, has flown by, you know, and you're gonna handle like 18 people in a row checking their list. And you ain't even getting no tip or nothing. You slapping smiley faces on receipts and on your own face. Just pretending that you like this job, but you really don't. Because you know you're only getting paid minimum wage to stand all day on a mat in a warehouse that don't make no sense. Because they tell you, oh, just stand on the mat, it'll be better. Or double mat it. Nigga, you double mat it. Like, what? So, you go on your break. And as you walking past the manager's office, you do a little wave like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I did that shit. I did that shit. I'm on my break now. About to go clock out, give me a little break time. And then I'm going to, you know, relax for a little 30. And then I'm going to come back. Tell me why. Not only when you walking past with a little hey to the manager, Drew, can you come in here? Yeah, I come in there, Mr. Boss Man. Okay. You walk right into the office. Can you close the door? Now, time out. For all of those who work, when the boss man, boss lady tell you to close the door behind you after they said they want to talk to you, it ain't never a good thing. Never, ever, ever, ever. Ain't never a good thing. So, you're like, all right, whatever, you know. Shit, I know I'm good. Y'all ain't seen me. Like, you got them high hopes. Like a kid that's about to get beat. And you looking out at your brothers, your sisters, cousins and shit. Looking at your aunties and your uncles like, okay, I'm about to get in trouble. Y'all know what it is. Help. You know, tag a nigga in. You know, come in and save me. Where's Superman? And I feel like it's Eminem. I can't be your Superman. So then you just like, all right, fuck it. Ain't nobody gonna save me. So I'm gonna do this shit. Big boss. Big boss, dog. Close the door. Have a seat. Shit. You have a seat. Hey, what's up, Mr. Barton? You put your hand out, shake. They don't even shake your hand. First off, that's disrespectful. Second, you know what's coming after they don't even shake your hand. You either about to be fired or you about to be written up. I was written up, y'all. He told me. You missed a couple items on the receipts, in the baskets. That's why we're sending you on your break early. In your head, you know that little voice in your head, little Jiminy Cricket. You start to talk to yourself like, wait, sending you on my break early. Wait, I was at 12. It's probably like 3:30, 4 o'clock. You know, go on my half hour break. What's he talking about? So you, on a slide, you try to like pull out your phone, but you realize an analog clock. And my four eyes ain't good, y'all. So I can't never read an analog clock. So I'm searching around for a digital clock. I need something to look quick, fast, and a hurry. What the fuck time is it? So you try to like focus on the boss while trying to focus on a digital clock. And you see a glare on the screen, on a computer screen. And you just look at it. You're like, damn it. If my four eyes was good, I wouldn't have been written up. If my four eyes was good, I could see this damn clock. So you just pretend. You're like, fuck it. I'm just pretending like I'm getting a call and I got to turn it off. So you slip your phone out your right pocket. Look at it. While you're looking at it, they say, everything okay, Drew? Yeah, I was just getting a call. You look a little bit longer, a little bit closer, just to see if that time is right. Tell me why it only says 1 o'clock, y'all. What the fuck? Only an hour passed, man. I'm tired as a... Whoa, I'm tired. So, you slip your phone back in your pocket. You know that you about to get written up. And it's only 1 o'clock. And you got 5 more hours. Damn. I wish my four eyes was good. He tell you. Man, you missed some items, Drew. So you asked the dumbest question ever. What I miss? Tell me why this joker says. Well, you missed 2 TVs, a watch, and some baby wipes. You drop your head like, damn it, man. Okay, the TVs, the watch, you know, all the expensive shit, I could see. Okay. I mean, well, I guess I couldn't see with my four eyes, so. But I understand why you call me in here, Mr. Boss Man. But the baby wipes? We tripping over some baby wipes? I mean, maybe the baby needed to be wiped. You ever think about that, Mr. Boss Man? So then you just like, okay, you gotta eat that. So you just like, Okay, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Boss Man. I apologize. I won't do it again. And then he gives you that look like, you're damn right you ain't gonna do it again. And then in your gut, you're like, yep. I ain't getting written up. You know, this is it. So you start to mentally prepare yourself for that. Like, damn it. He fired me right here. I hope he know. I'm going to throw all his pencils on the floor. I'm going to throw every single one of them bitch on the floor. I'm going to leave the pens on the floor. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take one of them pens, that pen that I like right there. Ooh, yeah, that's his signature pen. I'm going to take that shit. But while he's looking for his 17 Ticonderoga pencils, which I don't understand why he got so many, and one mechanical pencil, I can't stand that sound. When he looking for that, I'm going to take his good pen and then spread all the other pens on the desk. And I'm going to just type some extra letters on his computer. So then you start to prepare your shit for your gangster shit. You start to unclip your badge. Start one by one loosen your arms out the vest. Take it off your back. Straddle it. That's when you know. I don't know. To my niggas. Y'all understand. Once you straddle that vest up against your right lap. Like very close to your knee. And the badge is already unclipped. Y'all know what it is. It's time. It's quitting time. Not going home time. I quit. I'm done. I'm done with this shit. You're done. You done pissed me off, so now I'm gone. And you hit that straddle on your knee. Close to your lap, close to your knee. Not too on your knee. Because you don't want to appear disrespectful and drop it. Because you still got to get another job after you leave this one. But you don't want to put it too close to your groin to make it seem like, you know, man, I love this. I go to bat for this shit, for this job. No, so you got to put it like Not halfway. I'm going to say like 3/4 of the way up. You put it right there. You get the cock back with your knee on your upper left thigh with the lean back like you driving a Cadillac. Like you already imagining yourself in the car on the way home, smoking a cigarette, getting ready to puff on that ooh-wee and sip on some Henny and thinking about how you left like a Jeep. So you get the cock back, ready for his Mr. Boss Man's bullshit. And then he tells you, all right, well, we're going to throw you back up on the floor. So then you sit up like, I'm getting another chance? Second chances? I mean, your whole octave goes up in your head. What? So then you sit up. Then you get this whole school session vibe. So then your arms are up against your 3/4 thigh, resting above your knee. Now your vest is still straddled now, because you know this could go any way. But you set it right there, and you looking, studying, seeing what the boss man about to say. And then he says some dumb shit. Again. I know that I know. And he like, what does he know? What's he know that I don't know? Why is he pausing? What's up with the dramatic pause? Are we watching a movie? Is there a movie on that I don't know about? You start to look over your shoulder like, are we watching one of these CDLs? Like, am I supposed to be watching? I thought I just did all my CDLs yesterday. That's why y'all told me to come in the fuck early. Wait, what? You looking all around like a bird that's cautious, like, what? You hearing shit. Then he goes, I know. Know what? I know that and understand that he ain't finishing a fucking sentence. What do you know, Mr. Boss Man? You just cut him off. You try not to sound all gangster and just upset and disrespectful. What do you know? And then he kind of bounces himself up against his chair, his nice leather ass, comfy ass, spin around, doctor looking, dentist looking chair. And you on this wooden bitch. So he bounces himself up against his chair like he a wrestler on the ropes, bounces himself off. Then he goes, I know, Jude, and I understand that you have an eye disease. I get that. And that's why I hired you. Pause. Don't nobody hire somebody because they have an eye disease. They hire somebody because they don't want to get discriminated for not hiring somebody who has an eye disease. So you hold all of that in. But he goes, I understand that you have an eye disease, but I just want you to take your time when you look at the receipts and the memberships. Because, you know, it's lost cause prevention. And you taking all of this in. And what's lost can be prevented. And I feel like he's about to say, only I can prevent forest fires, y'all. Because he's pitching a beautiful political campaign right now. But then he goes, I understand this, but I really want you to take your time, because if things are stolen, that could be your job. In your head, you hear gunshots, you hear the whistle blow, you hear the red card. I don't know if any of y'all ever played soccer, but once they throw the red card, that's it. You out. A yellow card, All right, that's a penalty now. This like hockey. We're going to send you to the box for about 5 minutes. Let you sit and think and marinate on what you did. Go to timeout real quick. Think about what you did. In your mind, you like, wait a minute. I know he didn't just tell me to take my time. But out there on the floor, he said, can you rush? So now you don't know what to do. You don't know where you're at. You get flashbacks from school of miscommunication. And then you're like, you know what? I'm just going to raise my hand politely. So you raise your hand as high as you can. You know, I got arthritis, so I can't really raise my hand that high. So it kind of looked like a raised elbow because I got hanging elbow syndrome. You know, it looked like two boomerangs. You know, some call it dinosaurs. Rah, bitch. It don't matter. Chicken wing, dinosaur, hanging question marks, boomerangs. Either way, I'm not raising my hand but too far. I'm just going to nigga throw them bows. But I ain't trying to hit you. I'm just trying to ask a question. I got a question. He goes, yeah. He recognizes my question. He recognizes that I'm about to ask a question. Go ahead, Jew. And in your most polite voice, not trying to sound like a gangster or disrespectful nigga, but in your most polite voice, remembering that you got bills to pay too, nigga. You got to eat too, nigga. And if I don't get to eat, best believe I'm going to come back up in this bitch and steal every motherfucking thing that I can get. Because I already know how to get through this shit. Because y'all don't really check this shit. Hell, I barely check this shit. That's why I'm in here. But I tell him. I said, okay, so, Mr. Bossman, I understand you got to hit him with his shit. You know, you got to bounce back up against the chair. My chair ain't as bounceable. So you just kind of hit you in your upper back in the middle and just be like, oh, shit, kind of hit me, caught me off guard. So you cough a little bit. So you sound like you're a little bitch for a second, but you're like, boss man, I understand that you understand. You got to double back on him. I understand that you understand that I understand that you need me to take my time. But I also understand, this is where you get him, that you want me to go a little faster. And then you throw that one word out in school that you remember. You want me to be efficient. Y'all know that look when your mama say a word and she be like, efficient. And then her head bob, her face kind of droop, her lips kind of perk out, and then she be like, efficient. Y'all know that look. So then you hit him with that look. You hit him with the mama look. And you know that you just won this match. You know that you just won this bout. It's probably past your lunchtime now. You thinking, damn it, I done lost my whole lunch. You know, it's probably 3:30 now. You still looking at this analog clock. Can't tell time, but you can say the word efficient. So you say efficient. Droop your head, bob your head. Do the lip poke out thing. You want me to be efficient. Even scrunch up your eyes a little bit. You know, get your eyebrows furrowed a little bit. And then you go, but Mr. Boss Man, how am I supposed to do one if I can't do the other? And you want me to do one and the other, but I can't do them both. I can't take my time and be faster. Those are two different parallels. But you don't say it like that. You just say, it's hard. That is difficult. And before he can say it, you beat him to the punch. You go, Mr. Boss Man, I have four eyes. So I just don't understand. This is what I don't understand. This is where you got to confuse him. You've been telling them that you understand, but then you got to go back, erase all of that and say, this is what I don't understand. I don't understand how I'm supposed to do one and the other at the same time. Do you want me to take my time? Or do you want me to hurry up? Andale. Rapido. And he just sits there with his dumbfounded look on his face, like, no whammy, no whammy, stop. And then in your head, you feel like paparazzi. Like you getting all the paparazzi right now. You just won the 12 rounds with the giant. And then he throws back on you. Chewed. This when you know you're in trouble. Call you by your first name. Jude. Look. Another sign. Another telltale sign. Say your first name. Then they tell you to look. It ain't shit to look at, but they tell you to look. Jude. Look. I understand that this is hard. Then he bounces his head. He throws back. Now mama, look. The mama head bounce on you. But this is what I need you to do, Jude. As much as you possibly can. He's bouncing his head the whole time. As much as you possibly can. I need you to be efficient. And then he holds his gaze like, I know this nigga did not just throw back the word I threw at him. This is not a tennis match, Mr. Boss Man. We are not playing tennis. I am not Nadal and you are not Federer. And if we are playing tennis, I'm John McEnroe and I'm about to jump over this tennis net and I'm about to go ham, turkey, and cheese on that ass. I know you didn't just throw a fishing back at my face. But you can't say that, because like I said, you got to get a job once you quit this job or you inevitably get fired. So then you perk back up. The vest has still been straddled in that same position, 3/4 of your leg, close to your knee, not too close to your thigh, right in between, that little half a meat in between. We're going to call that half a meat time, half a meat sandwich time. That's the straddling time. But this is what you do, because he just threw efficient back at you. You start to slide it on up to your knee. Like, I know where this is about to go. I know it's almost 6:30. So one, it's almost 9 o'clock out. It's almost quitting time. So I'm done. I ain't even no need to talk no more. Then your phone really does buzz. And you're like, shit. Look at God. And then you politely say, with a nice little pullback of the vest, just not too far, because you want them to know you're still making a point, but it's not back at that half a meat sandwich time. It's not at straddling time. It's at this could go any motherfucking way time. So you got it right there in between disrespect, half a meat sandwich time. This is any motherfucking way time. This is at the cuff of your knee. You are no longer on your thigh. You are at the cuff of your knee. Right here. And you go, excuse me. I'm getting a phone call. Look at God. You reach out your phone. You look at the text. It says, don't forget to bring milk, eggs, and butter home. We need it because your brother ate it. And we got to get some more so I can make French toast. Damn it. You slide that shit right back up in your pocket. Because on an accidental, you done seen the time. Y'all know what time it is, y'all. It's past your break. It's definitely past your break. But tell me how boss man, boss ladies, your managers can always strategically do a chastising constructive criticism talk in 30 minutes, y'all. It's only 1:31. That's it. That's it. It ain't 1:32. It ain't 1:33. It ain't 1:35. It's 1:31. You like shit. But in your head, you like, well, at least, you know, I got a little extra minute, you know. But then that conversation combats this conversation by saying, well, I hope I'm getting paid for all of this. Because I did clock out. Shit, I clocked out. Did I clock out? Then you're like, well, now I'm sitting here thinking about this. So then the boss man jolts you back to the conversation, says, look, Jude. Then he flips it. He goes, look, Jude, I just want you to be efficient. Take your time. Yeah, I hate that patronizing sound. Take your time. Y'all know how that is. Y'all know how that sounds. But if you could, and they always say if you could, this is a rhetorical statement. Y'all heard a rhetorical question. This is a rhetorical statement. Don't answer it. You already know what the deal is. Everything said after if you could is invalid. It is void. There's no need of passing, going, collecting $200, $300, no dollars for you. Because you already wasted time. You don't even get no lunch, no breakfast, no nothing. Now you got to go back to the line having this thought in your head. Like, damn it. I still got to go back on this line with my four eyes trying to be efficient, taking my time. And if I could, mama head bounce, droop of the lip. If I could, speed up the pace. Nigga, what? That's when you just want to throw every motherfucking thing in the damn. You like, fuck it. I'm going to throw all them damn pencils. I don't even want his good ass pen. Okay, I kind of do. But I don't even want his good ass pen anymore. I don't even want to type on his keyboard. I just want to leave. I just want to leave. I just want to leave. I just want to take my drink that I was, that's the only thing I was able to get. And I didn't even get it from the cafe. I walked in with the bitch. Somebody gave me an extra when I was checking out the Coke, the Sprite, and the Pepsi. And then I had to sit there and think about, well, shit, which one do I want? I want Coke. Do I want Pepsi? Do I want Sprite? I really want some water. Nah, I need some taste. I need some fizz. Because this is about to be a long shift. But you like, shit. You know what? I'ma just take my drink and I'ma walk the fuck out on. And then you start to get up because you realize you ain't getting fired no more. And you also realize that now you got to get groceries. So if you walk out, you're not getting paid. So you're like, shit. You got to embarrassingly put your badge, clip your badge back onto your vest. Take it back from the in-between station of, you know, disrespect and half a meat sandwich time. That this motherfucker, it could go any way time. Now you just got to gussy it up. Y'all know that word. For my people in the South, y'all got to gussy it up. Ride them up, cowboy. Put your vest back on. And just look at them. Wait to be dismissed like you was in a principal's office the whole entire time. You just look at him and he goes, the most depressing news. Seeing as it's past your break, I'll give you 5 minutes. 5 minutes! Alright, I'm gonna take it. Y'all, this is Jude. Y'all stick with me. We got more comedy specials coming up. I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Blessings, love, peace, joy. Thank you for listening.